So the real way to make a real difference is using design thinking, empathizing with the user, coming up with some stages, testing it, and then going back to your team and saying, hey, this is the idea. This is the solution that the target customers agreed unanimously makes sense. Welcome to Pixelated Perfect. Today I'm coming at you with an FAQ, and we'll be talking about what is design thinking. So the goal of this episode is to equip you designers with a deep understanding of design thinking, how we can use it practically, and how to overcome and implement some challenges that designers face when trying to do design thinking in their current processes. So let's start from the beginning. What even is design thinking? So from a designer perspective, design thinking is a different kind of process, a way of empathizing with the user and understanding the user and building towards that. So there's a few steps that are pretty common in a design thinking process, such as you empathize with the user. So you're gaining this really deep understanding of your current user, whether that's through user testing, understanding from your customer, doing persona exercises, anything like that. And then it's understanding that user and then defining the problem. So a lot of times with a lot of customers that we have at the design project, customers come to us and they're like, okay, here are the requirements we need for this feature. And something that we always do is we're like, hold on, let's take a step back and let's understand the problem that the user's having. So what is that problem? First and foremost, how are you defining it? Who is this target customer? Who are these users? How can we empathize with the problem we're solving, right? So defining that problem very clearly with like a clear problem statement is super important. And after define, it's ideate. So your clients, customers may come to you with requirements because they already have a solution in mind. But design thinking is like, hold on, let's iterate, let's come up with a couple of solutions, let's figure out what could possibly solve it. Maybe there's something completely out of the box that we've never even thought of. So ideate, come up with a ton of ideas, more quantity versus quality. So just throw everything to the wall and let's see what sticks. And then it's prototyping. So building out some quick little, your top ideas, the top ideas from the team, prototyping some quick little actions, whether it's just literally a wireframe or a quick design based on those ideas to solve that problem. And then you're going in and you're testing it with those target users. Quick tests. It doesn't have to be crazy. It doesn't have to be complex. But by gaining these insights, you, the designer, and honestly, the product team are coming in with data versus, oh, this is something that the founder likes, this is something that I like. All of these little things are not getting to the root of the problem. And that's going to have your company and your product just spinning in circles. So the real way to make a real difference is using design thinking, empathizing with the user, coming up with some stages, testing it, and then going back to your team and saying, hey, this is the idea. This is the solution that the target customers agreed unanimously makes sense. So you can't argue with that. There's no discussions. It is what it is. It's a fact. And that's really going to take out a lot of maybe those conversations and those arguments and those decisions because you can just back it up with data. So that's kind of overall design thinking as a whole. And then we want to talk about how does this differ from other problem solving approaches, right? So some things we talked about was like just a user-centered approach, right? So it's like, how are we just thinking about those problems and the users, and then we're just coming up with ideas without testing it in front of the users? I think that's like a big thing that a lot of companies do is like, we're just going to say, hey, we have a user-centered approach. And it's just like, oh, we understand our user. We know our user. We're building for that user. I think that is like probably the number one, from my opinion, the number one place where companies do things differently. I guess the second one would be having a very development leading company. So they're coming in, the dev team is basically working in waterfall. So they have a whole backlog, they're working through it. And then they're coming up and saying, hey, this is exactly what we're doing. We need a little bit of design. Can you just build this design for us and send it to us, and we'll implement it without testing or anything like that? That's also something that I've seen with a lot of customers. And so how can you, the designer, like really suggest and fight for a more design thinking approach? I think it comes down to numbers and data. You can say, hey, we can solve this problem. We can give you real data. We can actually build a solution for the users so that the users will churn less, will sign up more, all of those main targets and numbers that teams need and companies need. Design thinking can really adhere to those. So that's kind of what I would suggest saying. So let's talk about some of the challenges. So what are those challenges and misconceptions that designers have about this process? Is I think it's hard to kind of switch the way of thinking because this is an iterative approach, right? So there might not be set deadlines in the same way. It might not be like, okay, we're going to have a solution to you in 2 weeks. That's not really how design thinking works. It's like, hey, we're going to come up with an idea. We're going to test it in front of a user. There might be iterations. You might need to do a couple more iterations to really nail it down before we feel confident and hand off to development. So I think that's probably the biggest hurdle, is changing your team to being not time oriented, but process oriented. So this is the process we're using. There's not set deadlines. We're going to work through that. I think another big problem is that a lot of designers and design teams that are trying to switch to design thinking, they're trying to maybe do user testing or whatever that is into what the current framework and timeline is. So like, oh, we're going to fit like a 2 week user testing kind of project into 1 week because that's how the sprint cycles work. So it's not that you're taking a really like a new process and fitting it into your current. You basically have to break everything down and you have to get everyone aligned, and you kind of have to start showing the value. So it's like all or nothing, in my opinion. That's how I've seen it. I think a lot of companies do try to implement it slowly, but I think that if you really want to see a difference and make a difference and design for the user, you have to be like, you have to get your whole team on board, which is much easier said than done. So kind of what I was talking about before, some tips and tricks to like rethink that is like having data numbers to really prove the success of design thinking is super important. Let's talk about one of the core values of design thinking, empathy, right? So how does design thinking, how does it emphasize empathy and understand the user's perspective? What are we doing to get that insights? Honestly, I think the biggest thing is just talking directly to the users. I think there's a lot of ways to go into user research, right? You can conduct really intense, like figuring out questions, comments, all of that, and that is great. But if you're kind of starting from the beginning, honestly, any insights, anything you can get directly from a user's mouth is valid. So when they look at this, it's not, I guess now I'm thinking about it, I guess the main thing I would suggest is don't have leading questions, right? So don't say, do you like this? Say like, what do you think about this? And tell them, okay, this user testing session is to get insights and understanding. We're building a product for you, and this is your opportunity to give us those insights so that we're building something that is really tailored directly for you. So you tell us everything, what's working, what's not working. This isn't going to hurt our feelings. Whatever feedback you have is going to be super valuable. So you have to give them that permission. I guess that is something that's super important. And then have them kind of another, I guess another tip is telling them to kind of like talk through what they see. Like, what are their first initial thoughts? Like, if you're showing them a design or you're showing them a prototype, like just tell them like, hey, talk me through everything that's going through your head as you're looking at this. Like, that's the key. And then if they're not talking, it's like, okay, hey, so what are you thinking? How are you feeling? And that's super important. I do also think that at the end of maybe a session, some important questions to ask is like some baseline questions. So some questions that you should ask at every interview, like an NPS on a scale of 1 to 10, would you recommend this to a friend? I think that's a really great like baseline to get. Also, like, what do you like the most? What do you dislike the most? If you had a magic wand, what would you want? So there's some of these basic questions that you can always ask, and that's going to help you have this baseline framework for however many times you interview different users, you could kind of use these answers. So I think that's really key. And they might change over time. So you might get some really interesting insights out of it asking those same questions over a decent chunk of time. So empathy is super important. It is really the key of design thinking, and it's the whole reason why you're completely like revamping and redoing a process is so that you're really empathizing with your user and building something that your user can use. And I mean, that's who we are as product designers, right? Like, our goal is to advocate for the user, and using design thinking is one of the best tools we have to understand our user and advocate for them. So the next question is, how can design thinking be integrated with other methodologies? So this is what I kind of said earlier, is like, I think there are definitely methodologies that go hand in hand. And so I think that's great. But I think if you're trying to put design thinking in maybe like a waterfall or a dev forward company, that's going to lead to problems. But let's talk about some of the ones that do have design thinking. So the double diamond, that's probably something all of you have at least heard or familiar with. This framework is very integrated with design thinking. It's thinking about the empathy and the defining the problem, prototyping. It is basically design thinking in a double diamond. The next one is human-centered design. So IDEO's human-centered design framework. It also is really focusing on understanding the needs and behaviors of a user. Lean startup. So I think this is a great one where it's basically all about like rapid experimentation and iteration. And that definitely design thinking fits into lean startup. So a lot of these are frameworks that maybe some of your companies do implement, and that is design thinking. And I think you can take the concept of design thinking and really research and learn more to apply them even more to these. And I guess the last one I will say is agile. So this is development. This is usually, I think, 90% of the customers we work with are using an agile approach to their development. And this does, you can definitely insert design thinking explicitly into this, because it is all about like integrating, or sorry, iterating and coming up with different solutions that are solving those user problems. So those are the key, I guess, methodologies that really lend a hand. And so I highly encourage everyone to dive deeper into design thinking and to make sure they understand it and they're bringing it into their company if they feel like empathizing with the user is important, which is kind of like our job. And so I think setting up a framework like this is going to be really powerful to make sure that you guys are kind of following a methodology and a process, and you are at the core advocating for your user. Thanks, everyone.